Any issues with the ankle, or is it okay?
It's feeling good. We're making progress. You know, I think you guys saw from the video and just, you know, how it happened. It's pretty scary for me, but dealing with a little swelling and all that. But, you know, for the most part, I'm hoping that it keeps progressing, moving in the right direction. I'm happy the, you know, progress it's made over these past few days. So, you know, hopefully come Sunday, shouldn't be too much of an issue.
You were concerned all about that initially.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, especially when you get rolled up like that and, you know, a number of things. So I was very happy on the sideline when I just got the prognosis that it was nothing too major. But, you know, as you saw, going back in there definitely hobbled me a little bit. But like I said, hopefully with a week's worth of, you know, rehab and moving around, kind of getting it right, hopefully it's, you know, not too big of an issue.
How tough is it going on the road for back-to-back games? It kind of seems like that's scheduled two or three times this year, especially against two opponents like you're facing.
Yeah, you know, it's always difficult anytime you're playing on the road, but especially, you know, in this case where you play a very good Denver team and then you follow that up with a very good Carolina team. So, you know, you especially circle those on the calendar knowing full well that you're going to have your hands full. But, you know, more so than that, I think we're just looking to rebound from, you know, last week. Especially we know what we're getting ourselves into, you know, headed in there, and we need to play at our best, which we didn't last week. So hopefully we can bounce back, get a big victory for us, especially when you look at the big picture of the NFC and, you know, get back on track.
What sort of unique challenges does Cam present? I mean, he's not your average quarterback.
Yeah, well, you know, he does a great job, not only with in the pocket and with his arm strength, but also, you know, outside of the pocket when he's able to run. Just a big guy that's hard to tackle. You look at even when linebackers are tackling him, he's falling forward for a few extra yards. You know, he does some things that I don't think many coordinators are comfortable with their starting quarterback doing as far as the hits he takes and, you know, where he's the – where he'll have a lead for himself, really, where there's no blocker or there's no one to, in essence, tackle him. So it's, you know, you wouldn't see us doing that with 12 around here. But he's a special athlete, though, and, you know, he's really done everything he's been asked to this year and has looked great in doing so.
With their run game, they use some directions, motion, misdirection. How much does that slow down a rush when you're trying to get to the ball and that guy's coming side to side? Plus, Cam can go straight up.
You know, we got to brace, you know, I think more so than that, we just got to brace for the run game. You know, they're obviously, you know, undefeated for a reason. They're doing it, you know, the right way, and that they're having success running the ball. Stewart's a tough back to get down, as well as Tolbert. You know, and Cam can get those first downs, very similar to other mobile quarterbacks in this league when it's third and fourth and short. So, you know, unlike last week, if we're able to do that, we can put them in a you know, predictable situation. And we really like our pass rush, the guys in which we have. You know, you saw the success we had in that two-minute drill when they were forced to pass last week. But, you know, unfortunately, if you don't take care of your end of the, you know, your side of the, whatever the word is, you know, you can't do that. So we got to stop the run early, and we know they're going to be committed to it. So it should be a good game. Should be a good game to bounce back for.
Clay, can you take anything away from how you fared against Wilson and Kaepernick this year as you prepare for Cam?
I think it's a little different. You know, they do run, you know, some of that zone read, a little bit of, you see with the mobile quarterbacks, teams kind of implementing that as, you know, something that teams have to prepare for. So, in regards to preparation, a little bit as far as scheme, but they're all different athletes. You know, I think, you know, with Cam, I think he likes to stay a little more in the pocket, but he's not afraid to leave the pocket. He's not afraid to make plays. So, you know, at times we'll have, you know, people eyeing him and, you know, for the most part, I think you just need to be smart with your pass rush, much like those, you know, quarterbacks that we saw earlier in the season with Cap and Russell.
Clay, what do you think he was last year as far as how you guys were able to contain him in that game in Orlando?
Got up 38-0 right away. no, I think, you know, early on we had some very good three and outs and, you know, our offense played fantastic. Again, I think it was, you know, 28 points in the first quarter, which made them one-dimensional, which I know, you know, as you see from how they run their game, their operations this year, they obviously want to run the ball and then mix it up. So hopefully that's the case this year. But if not, you know, we had success based on the, you know, how the game went last year. I know I think he was dealing with injuries last year, and their offensive line was kind of in flux. But it seems as if, you know, all is kind of righted down there and what they're doing. And, I mean, they look impressive in doing so. No matter what the, you know, the type of victories, at 7-0, I believe that's what they are. That's impressive.
Clay,
Greg Olsen at tight end. He's one of the best in the business. What has he been doing for them this year that's allowed them to overcome Kelvin Benjamin's injury?
Well, I think he provides a number one option for Cam. With Benjamin down, we got to see his big play potential last year, against us just as a rookie. But now, he's his number one target, Olsen, and he's a guy to keep an eye on. We faced him early when he was playing against Chicago, but they used him in a different manner. But now he's a legitimate threat in the passing game, and one who Cam likes to go to. So we'll have our hands full because he's definitely a very athletic tight end who can who can get open and make plays, as you see from week in and week out.
Does a win in this one, do you think, playoff picture with possible home field advantage, or is that too far down the road?
That's a little far down the road, but I mean, if you're we're not naive to the fact that, I think this team, is number one in the NFC right now. We got to, there's obviously going to be games we have to worry about, but, you try and win each and every game. But this would be a big one just based on who we're playing. And I'm sure as far as the long-term implications are concerned, I'm sure it will mean something down the road.
It's been a long time since you guys have won on the road and beaten a really good team. I guess how important would it be just for a psyche or whatever you want to call it to get a win here?
Well, more so than, winning on the road and, getting a win, I think it's really that. It's just getting a win no matter where it's at and against a very good team. So that'd mean a great deal. Not only winning, which is tough to do, but win on the road, which is, even harder. So, but if we're able to do that and bounce back, and especially against a good team like this, I think, it would mean a great deal, obviously, not only to get the win, but to do it against a very good opponent. And, as we just stated, to potentially, future implications, whatever that means moving forward.
What do you think the mood is in the locker room right now, just, for everyone getting past the first loss?
It's Thursday. Last week. We're already past that. We're on to Carolina. We feel good, though. I think we understand where we made our mistakes. And I think that's what's, sometimes there could be a hang up as far as, why you lost. But I think just the reality of it is, you need to take a look and, we feel like as if, we've corrected that and we kind of moved on from that. So I don't think there's any dwelling on the past. I mean, there's been one team that went undefeated in 40 years. And, but it's a good learning experience. I think, we can build from it, and hopefully that's the case this weekend.